Hello, I'm Jeff. My wife and I host Message of Hope. Message of Hope wants to be your weekly inspirational, motivational, and non-judgmental friend to help you through your week as we share Bible truth and life experiences to let you know you're not alone. Let's join Sandra to see what message of hope she has today.
Hello, I'm Sandra. I got a question for you today. Have you ever wished you were powerful? I know I've dreamt of what it would be like to be rich and famous and have other people working for me and me get to tell them what to do. Not sure why, but somehow I bought into the idea that my life would be great if I was powerful. I think maybe TV has painted us a picture of what a powerful and successful life is supposed to look like. And we're given the impression that people who are powerful don't have any problems and nobody would dare step on them or their ego, something none of us wants to have happen to us. And even though I don't have that kind of power, I know I still do everything I can to brace myself against life's struggles. I protect myself as much as possible and head out into the world every day with all the power I can muster, trying to believe in myself and trying to convince myself I am self-sufficient, self-made, and I'm in control of things. But deep inside, I know this isn't true. Instead, it's a lie that I tell myself to make it through the day. I like to think I'm in control of things, and my instinct is to deny the idea that actually I'm quite powerless. I don't know about you, but I just hate that feeling that washes over me when a difficult situation arises or someone says or does something that threatens my confidence in myself, and the power I had felt gets expelled from me quite suddenly, like someone just punched me in the gut. But the older I get, the more I realize powerless is actually my reality and how very little power I actually have. And honestly, all you have to do is watch the nightly news to hear about the very people that you thought were rich and powerful and in control to find that many are on drugs, committing crimes, getting divorced, and other things, showing that you still have problems when you're powerful and your life can just as quickly as mine veer out of control. As I reflect back today, I see that my denial to recognize and admit that I'm powerless in many situations in the past has caused me a lot of self-imposed pain and misery. When my sense of power was based on my personality, my ego, and my successes, then my life was really tough. It was hard to live up to my own expectations of myself. You get what I'm saying? You may be asking, where is she going with this? Well, frankly, I'm openly admitting I actually have no power at all over other people or their decisions. All I can control is myself and my own decisions. I came to this conclusion during the child-rearing years. It's a tough job for anyone wanting to raise kids, and tougher yet when one of yours is struggling with addiction, which leads them to a whole variety of poor choices on their part, and on mine too. During those years, I walked around with a black cloud surrounding me, feeling like there was no one for me to talk to, because I did not want others to know what kind of mess my life was in, and mostly, I didn't want to be judged by them. And I feared that judgment in large part due to overhearing other people's comments in their conversations in the past. Things they'd say like, children who are acting that way are doing so because their parents aren't raising them right. Even though I knew that I had done everything I knew to raise them right and instill good morals and values, I took them to church, tried to monitor who they were hanging out with, you know, everything that we know to do that might help them, from changing the negative behaviors to encourage them to make the right choices. I dealt with a lot of guilt at times because even though I was their mother, I was so angry inside toward them because they were not meeting my expectations. After all, I'd invested my life, my time, my money, and every bit of wisdom I could. I had shared with them, yet they weren't living up to the potential I saw in them or the success that I had dreamed for them from the first time I held them in my arms as a baby and that I'd hoped and dreamt for them to become as an adult. But they had minds of their own, and didn't always choose what I had suggested or instructed. Those years caused me to ponder how much control I'm actually in. I'd often ask myself those what-ifs of life about my own personal choices, desperately looking for answers as to why this was happening. Questions like, what if I could have been a better parent? What if I'd married somebody different? What if I hadn't gotten that divorce? What if I'd kept them out of jail that time instead of trying to show tough love to get them on the straight and narrow? There are a thousand more what-ifs that I could talk about, but none of these can fully explain or guarantee that they would not be right where they were, stuck in the grip of addictions. And I have discovered the best way to view that what-ifs in life is not to look backwards. We all know that we don't just make our choices, but our choices end up making us into who we are and the type of life that we're living. It's a part of being an adult to accept responsibility and realize that you're living the life you're living in many cases because of personal choices and decisions that you've made in the past. But we can't do anything about the past except to learn and grow from it. I believe that only through surrendering myself and all my worries, my problems, and my insecurities to God do I live a life that makes sense and has peace. When I denied the fact that I was powerless, I insulate myself and others from the truth, which lands me in denial and paints a picture of a made-up self, not my true self. And I've often wondered, is this self-deception the beginning of a lot of our problems? What I'm saying is, I believe there's a huge difference between the reality that we create as a public showing and we try hard to make others believe about us and how great our lives are, you know, our alter ego, versus how we actually are in private and the secrets we keep about our true reality and what a mess our life might be in. However, being powerless is actually not a bad thing. But instead, it can be the beginning of transformation once we make the decision to step through the door that leads to truth and life. That door is God. Faith in God points to the only true reality, the only true path, and it is this. The Bible says in John 8:31-36, Jesus was talking here to the Jews who believed in him, and he said, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teaching. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And they responded, "We are Abraham's children. We've never been anyone's slaves. How can you say that we will be set free?" And Jesus answered, "I assure you that everyone who sins is a slave to sin. A slave isn't a permanent member of the household, but a son is. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you really will be free." I believe many times it is great pain and struggles in life that carry us beyond the borders of trying to control things on our own into giving our whole self and all of our fears to God. He is the door, and our freedom lies in truth. But instead of giving our whole self, we often fear being insignificant, of not being or having enough, of being rejected, of not being in control, of being left. We fear dying, we fear shame, and we fear being overcome and overwhelmed. And in my opinion, sometimes these feelings cause many to turn to those addictions. Addiction is a lie from the enemy. It's a small whisper that convinces you to begin by thinking that the drink, the pills, or whatever will protect you from the debilitating fear that you feel and lack of control you often feel. And addiction works for a little while. It numbs, it distracts, and it displaces the attention from the real source of the pain. It creates smoke screens, but eventually one gets lost in its haze and eventually loses themselves in the process. The difficulty of admitting I was powerless came when the structure of my whole existence was defined by avoiding reality. Many times, feeling cornered, desperate, and at the end of our rope, we often start to construct a pattern of excuses and self-talk, which might sound something like this. I can quit any time I want. I've got a handle on this. It's not that bad. It's really his or her fault. If he or she did this, I wouldn't have done that. I will only drink every other day. Or this one. This is the last time I take a drink, swallow a pill, steal, lie. We often minimize the behaviors that we're hiding and the fears that we live with. Ultimately, this self-deception costs us our intimacy with God, with ourselves, and with other people. I believe underneath addiction and excuses is a desire to be free from that addiction, to be normal, to be free. And God knows this. In accepting we are powerless, our despairs, our inabilities, and our shames can become an invitation, an open window, a door that opens into the life of peace and contentment and self-acceptance with God. Over and over in the Gospels, Jesus expresses this reality. The one place we're going to look at is Matthew 16:25, and Jesus said, "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." I believe what he's telling us is laying down of what we consider today as a successful, powerful, controlful life, and quitting trying to put on a show for others will give us peace and will encourage others to be their true selves as well, admitting we all fall short in many areas of life, and we all need God's power and strength and wisdom to guide us on the paths that we need to take in our lives. You know, if we're working so hard to gain power for ourselves, I believe we will be too busy to see the divine power available to us by acknowledging and accepting the one who is all-powerful, and that is God. If we look in 2 Corinthians 12:8, Paul says, "Three times I begged the Lord, make this suffering go away. But he replied, my gift of undeserved grace is all you need. My power is strongest when you are weak. So if Christ keeps giving me his power, I will gladly brag about how weak I am. Yes, I am glad to be weak or insulted or mistreated or to have troubles and sufferings if it is for Christ, because when I am weak, I am strong." Wow, Paul reveals a lot in that scripture. To me, he is saying, God is the powerful, and in him, we find the key to open the doors of our personal prisons. The key to take off those chains that so tightly bind us. I don't know about you, but this week I'm going to focus on setting aside a little more of my alter ego to instead walk in the freedoms of God to become more of my true self. Thank you for joining me in my journey by listening in. If you can relate to our cast, we'd be blessed if you'd like and share it with your friends. I think I'm going to go listen to the song titled Redeemed by Big Daddy Weave that says, "I am redeemed, you set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed." But first, I'd like to close with a prayer for you. Ready? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Until we meet again next week, Godspeed.